If you were not paying attention or you were not with us at 10 o'clock, you may have missed the results of the same-sex postal survey. It's come back 61% of voters ticked the yes box and 38% of voters ticked the no box. And let's find out a little bit more about that in detail with Jessica Rouse from the Hunter Newsroom, who've decided to join us. Ian Crabbs would normally come in, but he said, Mark, I don't like it that much, so I'm not coming down.
Well, that's all right.
He made you come down instead.
Happy to oblige.
You have no choice. So, look, let's get into the results. Let's break down the votes and who did what and where.
Yeah, so in the end, the Australian Capital Territory had the highest majority of yes votes. They had 74% yes to a 26% no, rather, sorry. And every state in Australia voted yes in the end, a majority, which is really good. And in Newcastle specifically, we were the fifth largest proportion of yes voters here across all of the electorates. 74.8% of us voted yes. So there you go.
That is a very interesting stat for us in the Hunter, if it's been reported that we had that massive high vote for yes.
Yeah, exactly. And across the country, it was 133 electorates voted yes. 95 of those had a majority yes in it of at least 60%. The 17 electorates that voted no, 6 of those had a majority no of 60%. So it's all kind of similar across the board.
Of course, it was just that one question that was on the survey, should the law be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry? Mm. It didn't really have a lot of the other back-end stuff where people are thinking, should there be exceptions, you know, for religious and other organisations to not follow through? So I guess now the debate will continue on whether, you know, at what point that will be a part of the makeup of this law going forward.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the fight in Parliament really starts now. There's two private members' bills which are going to be put before Parliament. Both are from Liberal members. So that could be introduced into Parliament later today, but I guess we never know. Some Conservatives want strong religious protections, but other MPs say the bill can't threaten anti-discrimination laws. There's so many little bits and pieces that just need to be looked at.
Which is, I guess, why they did not put that in the survey, or that we'd be still answering it.
Yeah, and not as many people may have answered. I mean, the 25 to 29 age group was actually the lowest participation rate, which was quite interesting. And the most people who did respond were between the 70 and 74 age group. So
I find both of those results very interesting in and of themselves.
Yeah, I thought it would have been the other way around, but there you go.
Who knows? Well, now that it's come through as a yes vote, what happens here? Of course, we've got those private members' bills. Once that's sorted out, I guess the vote goes to Parliament.
Well, yeah, and they're hoping they want a result by Christmas. I mean, none of us want to hear about this into next year. We need it.
No, thank
decision,
you.
Decided, done, finished. So hopefully by Christmas there'll be a decision.
And I've gone right through this without doing the one thing I said I'd do for you is make you tell us what you voted, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, appreciate it. I won't ask you either.
All righty. Well, I did vote. I did vote.
That's good. Good
start. That's good. I had my say. Thank you to Jessica Rouse from the Hunter News team. The yes got up 61 to 38.